Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Zayin. We'll begin by going through the Shakel V'taya of the Sugya, beginning from the Mishnah until the Gemara at the bottom of Amid Beis. It's a complicated Sugya with a number of Shittes Rishenim, and for now we'll go through the Sugya of Iker with the Shita of Tosfos. The Mishnah has four cases. The first two cases in the ratio of the Mishnah, Amal Shnayim Gazalti L'Echem Mikem Amone Ve'en Yadeh Eze Mikem Oy Oviv Shal'Echem Mikem Hifke Limone Ve'en Yadeh Ezehu. So in both of these cases, Noisin L'Zemone V'L'Zemone. And the Mishnah explains Shehoidim Mipiyatzmoy. In these cases, no one was Tevei him, he came forward on his own. The din is that he gives a money to each one. The next two cases of the Mishnah were two people gave him a Pikodin, either the case that one gave him a money and one gave him Masayim, and each one is claiming, I'm the one who gave Masayim. Or the next case, two people gave him a kli, one gave a kli worth a money, and one gave a kli worth elef zuz, each one is claiming that their kli was the more expensive one. In both of these cases, the Tanakama holds, he gives each one the amount that they definitely deserve, and the extra, yehimunach atcha yovi elio. And he basically says, imkein mahiv sederamai, el hakol yehimunach atcha yovi elio. Now the Gemara begins, and the Gemara is medayik from the ratio of the Mishnah, first from the case of Gzela, that Misveik omafkinim emayna v'lo yamiyan ukem emayna becheskas morei. Rashi explains, the Gemara means to say that we could prove a klal from the ratio of the Mishnah that any time a nitva knows that he owes someone money, he's not sure which person he owes money to, then he has to pay both. As opposed to saying, since he doesn't know which one he owes, he shouldn't pay either one, the money should stay by him. This is the ikar nidain throughout the sugya. The Gemara does not mean to doubt the etzem klal of a moitzim mecherei ol v'raya, but the Gemara says, Misveik omafkinim emayna the Gemara does not mean to say that in all cases misafik one can be moitzi mamon from a muchzik, and specifically in this case, as Rashi explains, where the nitva knows he owes money, the question is to who he owes it to. And this the Gemara says the Mishnah is mavur that he has to pay both. And furthermore, we could also be medayik in Rashi that the tzad were coming lafuke, the tzad to say that he does not have to pay both is not because of the standard klal of a moitzi mecheveri olav araya. Rather, as Rashi explains, we would say, Uki memayna becheskas nitva zeh, sheloi nafsidenu memaynay. The sad to say that he doesn't have to pay is because here we're going to be mafsing him more money than he's supposed to have paid. In other words, if we're going to make him pay both, he definitely is going to lose money which he does not deserve to pay. That would be the sad to say that Uki memayna becheskas mare. And the Chedush of Nachum over here, he points out, the Gemara in the Sigur does not use the regular Lashon of Amitz Mechavel of Araya. We're using a different Lashon of Uki memayna becheskas mare for this reason. Because we're not talking about the etzem klal of a mitzvah mechaveil v'raya, we're talking about specifically in this case, where there's a question who he owes the money to. It could be a case where he knows he owes one, and the other one he doesn't know anything, he's not sure which one he owes the money to, or it could be in a case where he knows he owes something to both of them, the question is which one he owes the larger amount and which one the smaller amount. But either way, the shaila is the same. Do we say that once he knows he owes the money, then already he has to pay both? Or do we say, ukim b'mayin v'cheskas marei, if we're going to be mechaivim to pay both, he's going to have a hefsid, therefore he doesn't have to pay either one. And as we'll see in the Sugya, there are a number of factors involved. There's one factor whether the nitzvah is supposed to have known, he was pasher by not knowing who the money is supposed to go to. There's another factor about whether there was a tfi over here, if it's a case of bari v'shema or shema v'shema. And there's another factor whether the nitzvah wants to be mekayim the ikra din, or he wants to be mekayim latzis b'dei shamayim. Now Tosef here, at the top of the Omud, in Dira Maschal Gozal Michamisha, he makes an important point. And that is that even in the case where the ones who are being Teveya are a bari, like in the Seif of the Mishnah, both are saying that I know for sure that I was the one who gave you Masayim and he was the one who gave you a money. Or in the case which Sigmar brings later on, five people are claiming that I'm the one who you stole from. In these cases, if they're a bari and he's a Shema, still Taisa says, this is not telling in the Nidan, which we know about, whether bari v'shema, bari odif, or bari lav odif. That's Sigmar later on, daf tzadik zayin omabez, machlekes amayroim, mani li biyodchav, halo oimer eini idea. Ravuna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayev, Rav Nachman, Rav Bechon, and Amri Potter. That's the classic machlokes of Bari Vashem, Bari Odif, or Bari Lav Odif. And Taiz explains that the Nidin in our sugya is not the same Nidin over there. And he explains that even if you hold Bari Vashem, Bari Odif, here you could hold that Bari Lav Odif. The Nitzah is not machoyif to pay both of them, even though they're a Bari and he's a Shema. And that is because in this case, he knows for sure that he does not owe both of them. The case of Bari Vashem, Bari Odif, or Bari Lav Odif, one person is being Teveh him, he doesn't know whether he owes money or not. For all he knows, the full claim could be true, and he could really owe all of the money. This is a tzad to say bari odif. Mashenkin, in this case, he does know for sure, he is claiming bari, that I definitely do not owe both of you the full claim which you're asking for. Like the case in the Mishnah, where each one's claiming, I'm the one who gave you Masayim, and the other one is the one who gave you Omane. So the Nitzvah could say for sure, I definitely do not owe both of you Masayim. Therefore, even if you hold Bar Yishama Bar Yodif, it could be here you'll hold, that he does not have to give both of them Masayim. And the other way around as well, Tosfos explains, even if you hold Bar Yishama Bar Lav Odif, it could be over here you would be Mechayiv, because by the case of Bar Yishama, he doesn't know whether he owes money Bechlal. Here he's masking, he does say that I agree, I owe one of you the money, I just don't know which one. It could be here, even if you hold Bar Yishama Bar Lav Odif, here he'll be masking that he is Mechayiv to pay both of them, because he himself agrees that he does owe one of them the money. This is the Shita of Tosfos throughout the Sugya. Now I've just mentioned Derech Agav, the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban holds Al Derech Tosfos, however, only in one direction. And that is, the Ramban says, even if you hold Bari Vashem Bari Odif, here it could be you'll hold Bari Lav Odif, or you won't be Mechayiv to pay both of them the money, because over here he himself is sure that he does not owe both of them, like Tosfos starts out. However, the second half, which Tosfos says, even if you hold Bari Vashem Bari Lav Odif, here Tosfos says he could be masking that you would have to pay both. This the Ramban does not agree to. The Ramban holds, if you hold Bari Vashem Bari Lav Odif, then definitely over here in this case, where he's sure that he does not owe both of them the money, he definitely would not be Mechayiv to pay both of them. Rakapana, for now, will stick to the Shita of Tosfos. Now, to get back to the Gemara, at first the Gemara proved from the first case of the Mishnah, the case where he stole from one of them, he doesn't know which one, and the din of the Mishnah is that he has to pay both of them. From here, the Gemara proved this cloud that in such a situation where he knows he owes one of them, you don't say Ukam Amayna Becheskas Mare. And the Gemara asks a steer from the Seif of the Mishnah, where he knows that he owes one of them Masayim and one Mone, since he doesn't know which one gets the Masayim, so he only pays each one a Mone, and the rest, Yoniach Achiyav Yo. The Gemara has to steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. At first, the Gemara answers that in the Reisha, it's a case of Gzela, and you can't compare a case of Pikadon to a case of Gzela, but Gzela, since he's over in Isser, the Rabbanon gave him a Knas. However, then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks a steer from the Mishnah itself between the two cases of Pikadon. In the Reisha, in the case of Aviv Shalechem Mikem Hifkeli Mone, the idea is that he has to give a Mone to each one, and in the Seifa, where he got Masayim from one and Mone from the other one, we don't say that he has to give back Masayim to each one. Rather, Noisin Lazem Mone, Velazem Mone, Vashayahe Munach. On this, Rava answers, Risha Nasik Kamishif Giduloi Vishnei Krichois, the Havalei Lemedak. Seifa Nasik Kamishif Giduloi Bekrach Echod, the Havalei Lemedak. Rashi explains that in the Risha, where he only got money from one of them, so there he was Peshaya, it would be similar to a case where he got money from two different people at two different times, so he should have known who gave him what. There, since he was Peshaya, he's Mechayiv to give both of them a money. Hashem, in the Seifa, the two people gave him money together. Bei Rashi's Geres, Nasik Mishif Gidloi Bekrach Echad, doesn't necessarily mean that they actually gave him together, Mamish, in one bundle. Rather, what it means to say is that they gave it at the same time, and therefore he could tell them that I thought you trusted each other, therefore I didn't make sure to know who gave me which amount. The Rif is Geres differently, not that it's Nasik Mishif Gidloi Bekrach Echad, rather they actually gave it to him in one krach. But Al-Kabam, either way, the Teres of the Gemara is that in the Reisha, the Shem was a Peshaya. He should have known which one of their fathers gave him the money, so there the din is that he has to give him money to each one. In the Sefer, where he was not a Peshaya, he didn't have to know who gave him a Masayim and who gave him a money. There the din is that he only has to give each one a money. Now the Rashba over here points out that even after the Gemara explained, the reason why in the Reisha he has to give a money to each one is because Havli Lamedak, he was Peshaya, by not remembering who was the one who gave him the Pikadon, still the Gemara was not Chazer from the first case of the Reisha, the case where he stole and he doesn't remember who he stole from. There the Gemara said previously the reason why he has to give a money to each one is because it's a knas, since he was over in Isser. The Rashba explains that the Svar of Havli Lemedak does not apply by the case of Gzela. He says, Dafka by a Pikadon, where a person realizes that if he's given a Pikadon, the owner might not come back for a while, he has to make sure to remember who is the one who gave him the Pikadon. Hashenking by Gezel, if he steals from someone, he assumes that the Nigzel will be Taveim and Bezdin within a short period of time. He doesn't have to be Cheshish, so maybe he'll forget who the one we stole from, and there's no Havli Lemedak, therefore you have to say a different Svara, that because he was over in Isser, they gave him a knas. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks Sakasha of Rami Gezel a Gezel. A steer from the case in Amishna, Gozalti Lechem Mikem, there he has to give a money to each one. And in the case of Gozal Echem Michamisha, which is a mission in Yavamastav Kufir Chesam and Beis, over there the sheet of Reb Tarfin is, he does not have to pay each one, rather Maniach Gzela by name Umistalik. There you see Misfek Aloy Mafkinim Mimaina. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, how do we know that Amishna fits with the sheet of Reb Tarfin? The Gemara says, because the Braisa over there says that Reb Tarfin is made in the case of Oimer L'Shneim Gazalti L'Echem Mikem Mone Ve'ein Yadei Izem Mikem Sh'noisen L'Zemon U'L'Zemone, which is the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara over there says clearly that Reb Tarfin is masking to this, therefore asking a steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yevamis. Now Tosfos over here, Dibur Maschol Diktoni, he points out, really you could have asked this Kasha without our Mishnah. You could have asked this Kasha in the Sugya in Yevamis, What is the difference between the case of the Mishnah, where Reb Tarfon says, Gozel Mechem Mikem, so Maniach Gozel Benem Umistalik, yet the Baisa over there says that Reb Tarfon is Maide in the case of Oim Lashnaim Gozalti Lechem Mikem? What is the difference? Why is Reb Tarfon Maide in that case? And Tayy says, Einichanam, you could have asked that Kasha, just the Gemara would rather ask a stira between the two Mishnais. Now, this Gemara answers, Hocha Baba Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. The case of Aram Mishnah is that he's doing more than the Ikar Adin. He's not mechuyif to give each one a money. However, he's coming Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, and that the Mishnah says, in order to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, we should give each one a money. And the Gemara continues, Dekanami Diktani Shahid Bifnei Atmai. The Mishnah says the reason why he has to give each one a money is because he was made there. That's mashma. The reason why he's paying each one is not because he has to be Ikar Adin, rather because he wants to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim. Now, Taisov here, Dibur Maschal Hossam, he's bothered. The one Sigmar says this, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, so that's true both in the case of Gazalti Lechem Mikem and in the second case of Ovah She'achem Mikem Hivka Limane, because the Lashon of the Mishnah, which the Gemara was Medaik from Shahidu B'fnei Atzmai, that's going in both cases, so once both of these cases are talking about Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, L'chay, you no longer need the Sfaras which the Gemara brought before, the Sfar that by Gzela, since he's over in Isra, he gets a Knas, and by Pikadon it's Havalei L'medak, that's why he has to pay both of them. Even without that, the reason why he pays both of them is because he lost his Sibdei Shemayim. Hashanki, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Shnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Echad Zemanev Zem Asayim, over there he does not have to give both of them Asayim, because over there he's not coming lost his Sibdei Shemayim. There the Mishnah is telling us the Ikar Adin. This Sechar will be the Pashtus, Taisu says. However, he's Madag, the Lashon of the Gemara is not Mashma like this. The Gemara is not Mashma that we are Chayzer from that which we said previously. Madag Klal, for Chayzer from that which we said earlier, the Gemara uses the Lashon of Elah. Here the Gemara does not use that Lashon. Mashmai says that we still have to come onto these svaras, that by Gezel, the reason why he has to pay both is because of the Isra that he did, and by Pikadon, because he was Pesheya. And because of this problem, why you still have to come onto those svaras, L'chor, you don't need them anymore, we could just say that it's Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim. So Tosfos proves that our Karcha L'Gemara understands that even the Seif of the Mishnah, where one was Mafkin Masayim and one was Mafkin Amoneh, he only has to give each one Amoneh, that then is true, even for a person who wants to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, he still does not have to give both of them a Masayim. In other words, Taisus is explaining that it's the two factors together. Firstly, that he wants to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, and even then, even a person who does want to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, still we don't tell him that he has to give both of them only in the case where he was Pesheya, or by Gzela because of the Isser. However, if he's missing one of the two factors, either in the case where he was not Pesheya, or even if he was Pesheya, if he's not interested in Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, he's just interested in becoming the Ikar Adin, then we don't tell him that he should pay both, and that's the case of the Seif of the Mishnah, Taisus says. Even if one wants Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, still in the case where he was not Pesheya, because it was Nasa Kamisha Efkid Le B'Krach Echod, there we don't tell him that he should give both of them Masayim. Now Tosfos adds one more point in the sheet of Reb Tarfon. He says the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no Tviya. It's a case of Shema V'Shema. Yet still then is that Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, he should give each one a mana because he was Pesheya. So again, Bekitzer, the sheet of Reb Tarfon is, there's no difference if there's a tefiyah, meaning if it's a case of Bari V'Shema or a case of Shema V'Shema. Either way, the only time we tell the Nitva to pay both of them is if it's a case where he's Pesheya or a case where he stole, and additionally he wants to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim. If, however, he does not want to be Lotzei Sibdei Shemayim, or even if he does, but he was not Pesheya Bechlal, then there's no din that he should pay both of them. Now, continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the Shita of Rebbe Kiva. And before we see the Gemara, we have to be Makdim, the Gemara Nivam B'Staf Kuf Yilches Amud Beis. And now Rebbe Kiva holds that by Gozel Echer Michamisha, each one of the five say that it was me which you stole from, and he himself doesn't know. So Rebbe Kiva holds the din is, Ein zu derech moitzim de aveira at she yishalim kol echor ve echor. Now the pashas of the Lashon of Rebbe Kiva is mashma, this is a din specifically by Gezel, where he was over in aveira. The only way he could get a kapar for his aveira is if he pays all five. However, the Gemara Nivam Estaf Kuf Yud Chesam Erbeis has a machlekes tanoim v'das Rebbe Kiva. Machlekes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The Chacham hold the same thing will also apply in a case where he bought something from one of five people. He doesn't remember who he bought it from, and he didn't pay yet, so he's not sure who he owes the money to. The Chacham hold in that case also, according to Rebbe Kiva, he has to pay all five. Even though in that case he was not over an Aveira, still Rebbe Kiva will hold, he has to pay all of them. And Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar argues, he says that only by Gzela, where he was over an Aveira, that's where Rebbe Kiva holds he has to pay all five. In a case where he bought something where there was no Aveira, there he would be masking, you don't have to pay all of them. Now that we have that Akdama, we could come back to our Gemara. And the Gemara brings the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, and the Gemara asks, Alma misfeikam afkinim emayna v'layam minan ukem emayna b'cheskas marei. From here we see that Rebbe Kiva holds that in this nidrein, when one is misupik, who he owes the money to, he knows that he owes someone, but he doesn't know who, Rebbe Kiva holds he has to give all of them. And the Rashba here points out that our Korach Er Gemara is going according to the Chacham over there in the Sugya Nivamas Kuf Yud Ches. Because according to the Shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar over there, it's a specific Svara that if one was over an Avera, in order to get a Kapara for the Avera, he has to pay all of them. How could the Gemara prove from here a Klal that Reb Kiva holds that any time a person owes someone he's not sure who, he has to pay all of them? Now we should stress that this din of Reb Kiva, that if he steals from one to five, he has to pay all of them, that's not Losei Sepedei Shamayim, that's Meikar Adin. Because the Gemara Namadav is Mavur, that Losei Sepedei Shamayim, even Reb Tarfon is masking that he has to pay all five. This is Meikar Din, Reb Kiva holds, since he knows he's Mechiv to pay one of them, he's not sure which one, he has to pay all, and as we said, according to the Chacham in Yivam Meskofi and Ches, the din is lav dafka by gzela, even if he bought something he doesn't know who he bought it from, he also has to pay all five of them. Now this next kasha of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Gemara says, Raminhi, the Gemara asks him a case of Nafla Bais, Olav Aval Imoy, Yoshe Aben Oimrim Ha'im Eis Rishayna, Yoshe Aim Oimrim Ha'ben Meis Rishayna, and Rekiva says, Moida Ni Bezusha Nechasim Bechaz Kasam, the Nechasim stay by the Mursik. Rashi over here quotes that the Gemara over there discusses who's considered the Mursik. The Maskanas HaGemara over there is that the Mursik is Becheskas Yoshe Aim, as the Gemara explains, because Huchziko Nachla Ba'isa Shevet, the Nachla was in her Shevet, therefore that's where it stays. That's considered the Mursik. But HaKapan, the Gemara over here is asking, over there you see Rekiva does go Basar Mursik, and here he says, Misfekim Afkinim Amayna V'loyim Minar Ukim Amayna Becheskas Mare. Now the obvious problem over here is, what's the comparison? The Nidin and Ersuk is not about the concept of Mursik in general. Obviously everyone agrees to the concept of Mursik. Here we're talking about specifically in the case where he knows he owes someone money, he's not sure who he owes, then there's a time to say that he has to pay everyone. What's the comparison to the case of Nafla Bais Olav Al Imoy? There it seems to be a question about Mursik in general. We'll get back to this Nekuda, but for now we'll continue on. And the Gemara answers, Hosam Shema Vishema, Gozal Echem Michamisha, Bari Vishema. Reb Kiva's din, that by Gozal Echem Michamisha, Misveka Mafkinim Amayna, it's only together with the fact that the Teveya is a Bari. In this case, the ones were Teveya, and they say that I know for sure that you stole from me, so they're all Baris. And he, the Gazlan, he's a Shema, that's what Reb Kiva says, that he has to pay all of them. Hashenki, in the case of a Shema Vishema, there Reb Kiva would be masking, he doesn't have to pay all of them, rather we would say Ukim Amayna Becheskas Mare. Now in this Nekuda over here, the Aush Gemara explains with Asr Bekiva that Me'ikra Dini's Mechiv to pay in the case of Gozal Echa Mechamisha. As we explained earlier, Bekiva in this Mishnah is not a Din Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim. Even Reb Tarfon is masking that Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim he should pay all five. Bekiva is Me'ikra Din, and as Gemara explains, it's Dafkan because it's Bari Veshema. So on this Taisis was referring to, we mentioned Taisis earlier at the top of Amud Aleph. Taisis says this is not totally in the Nidin of Bari Veshema, Bari Odif, or Bari Lav Odif. Taisi said, even if you hold Baderach Klal, Bari Veshema, Bari Lav Adif, here in this case, the Gazan himself knows that he owes the money to one of them. It's not like the regular case of Bari Veshema, where he doesn't know Bechlal that he owes any money. Here he knows he owes money to one of them. The question is, to which one? Here he could be masking to Reb Akiva that he has to pay all of them. However, as we mentioned before, other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, they argue on this. On one hand, they agree that you could hold Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, and still hold Nalik Reb Akiva, because in this case, the Gazan, he knows for sure that he doesn't know all of them money. It's not like a regular case of Veshema, where he cannot contradict at all the Bari. Here he is able to contradict somewhat and say for sure that I don't know all of you. However, the other way around, to say that you hold like Reb Akiva, that in this case, Bari Veshema Bari Adif, and therefore he's mechayev to pay all of them, but b'derech ha Bari Veshema Bari Lav Adif, they don't hold of this Svara of Tosfos, and therefore they say that Reb Akiva has to hold like the Shita, that b'derech klal Bari Veshema Bari Adif. However, as we mentioned previously, the understanding of Reb Akiva really is totally in a mechayev tanoim. The Gemara in Yivamos Daf Kuf Yud Ches has a machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon ben Elazar had understand Reb Akiva. And the Rashba here says clearly that Ersik is going according to the Tanakama of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. He also asks Reb Akiva that even in a case where there is no Avera, Lav Dafka by Gzela, even by a case where it was Lokach Me'echem Me'chamisha, there also Reb Akiva says that he has to pay to all of them. And according to that, the Rashba explains the plan of Reb Akiva Gufa is because Bari Veshema Bari Adif. And since we pass like Reb Akiva over Reb Tarfin, Halacha Ki Reb Akiva Me'chaveroi, this will be right that we pasuk in la'alocha bari v'shema bari odif, and the Rashba says that the shita of Reb Nachman who pasuks bari v'shema bari lav odif, akach he has to learn b'das Reb Akiva like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, not like the Tanakama. The way Reb Shimon ben Elazar learned to Reb Akiva that it's a specific din because he was over the avera of gzela, lo yizu aderech mitziyosim de avera. If so, the pshat of Reb Akiva is not because bari v'shema bari odif. If that were the pshat, it would make no difference if there was an avera involved. So that's how Reb Nachman could pass in Bari Veshema Bari Lav Adif, even though we hold like Reb Akiva. The Peshat is because he understands Reb Akiva like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. The Ramban says a little bit different. He says even if you hold like Reb Nachman, the Bari Veshema Bari Lav Adif, it could still fit with both Mahalchim Medas Reb Akiva, according to the Chacham and according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and he explains that according to both of them, the reason why Rav Akiva is mechayiv is mishum knas, since he was pesheya havalei lemedak, and he explains machaikas Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'das Rav Akiva is the svar of Rav Akiva dafka by gzela or even by a mekach, and the yisayim machaikas is mekach also considered a pshia? Do we say by mekach also havalei lemedak? If so, there would be a knas there as well. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds b'das Rav Akiva that by Mekach there is no Havli Lemedek, therefore there is no Knas. This is how the Ramban explains that Rav Nachman, who holds Bar Yivshem and Bar Lav, Adif, he can fit with both Man Omrim, Bedas or Bekiva. But according to the Man Omrim, that Bar Yivshem and Bar Adif, the Ramban says, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they hold like the Tanakama of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even by Mekach he has to pay all of them, and it's not because Havli Lemedek, it's not a Knas, as because Bar Yivshem and Bar Adif. But this is all based from the Ausch Ramban argues on Tosis, and he holds, there's no tzad to say that over here, Bari Vishema would be Bari Adif, and Rav Kiva's Mechayiv Meikar Adin, Mashen came by the classic case of Bari Vishema, where the Nitzvah is not made to anything, there Bari Vishema will be Lav Bari Adif. This is not like Tosis, Tosis holds, you could say such a Svara, even if by Rav Kiva you're Mechayiv Meikar Adin, you could still hold Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif. But Akapam, to get back to the Shita of Tosis in the Sugya, he understands that even though the Gemara explains that the Pshan Rav Kiva, that the case of Gozel Echem Mechamisha, is because it's a case of Bari Vishema, this is not related to the general question of Bari Vishema, whether Bari Adif or Bari Lav Adif. Now, Vimam Shach the Gemara asks, and now which we mechalik Rudas or Bekiva between a case of Bari Vishema and a case of Shem Vishema, the Gemara asks, from the first case of the Mishnah, Gazalti Lechem Mikem Mone, he has to give each one a money, even though it's a Shem Vishema, the Nigzal does not know, he wasn't Taiveya the Gazlin, and that the Gemara continues with Mimaydir Bekiva he, how do you know the Mishnah is going according to Bekiva? Now, Tosis over here in deeper Maskel on Maidir Rabbi Kiva, he explains that what the Gemara means to ask is, how do you know that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva? And it's telling us something which is Me'ikar Adin. Maybe it's going to Kuliyam, or even according to Rabbi Tarfin, and the Mishnah is telling us something which is Lotzis B'dei Shamayim. Meaning, originally, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara is assuming that the ratio of the Mishnah is Me'ikar Adin, then it would have to be Dafka according to Rabbi Kiva. It's possible that it cannot fit according to Rabbi Tarfin if it's Me'ikar Adin, because Rabbi Tarfin holds that even in a case where the Tevei is a Bari, like in the case of Gozel Echem Mechamisha, over there they are a Bari, and still Rav Tarfin says that he's not Mechayiv Meikar Adin. Therefore, Akarach over here has to go according to Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara wants to say that from here you see that even in the case of Shem and Veshema, also Rabbi Kiva would hold that the Gazim is Mechayiv to pay all of them. And on that, the Gemara asks back, Remind Rabbi Kiva he, and Tosis explaining the Gemara means to ask, how do you know the din of the Mishnah is Meikar Adin? Maybe it's Losei Sbedei Shemaim, and then it could fit even with the Shita of Rabbi Tarfin. And that, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Tais explains the Gemara means to say like this. From now on, the Braisa says that Reb Tarfin is moided to Reb Akiva, in this case of Omer L'Shnaim Gazati Lechem Mikem. That would be mashmah that Reb Akiva himself held that in this case of Omer L'Shnaim it would be the same as the case of Gozel Echem Mechamisha, that he's mechiv to pay all of them Meikar Hadin. And now Reb Tarfin was telling Reb Akiva that although I'm not moided to you that you have to pay Meikar Din, but in this case of Amal Shnaim Gazati Lechemikem, where he's coming Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim, over there will tell him that he should pay both of them. This is what the Gemara understood originally, that Akarach Amish is going according to Bekiva, and Bekiva holds that even in this case, where it's a Shema Veshema, the Gazan will have to pay both. And that the Gemara answers, Haikim Lo Bebal Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim, and Tosis explains the Gemara means to answer, that no, since Reb Tarfin means that you only Mechayiv Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim, so when it says that he's moided to Bekiva, it means to say, and Reb Tarfin is telling Rabbi Kiva the same way you hold that in this case where it's a Shema Veshema, he's Mechayiv Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim. Over here I'm asking to you that he's Mechayiv Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim. So Tosis makes the Cheshbon in the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. This is back in Amar Aleph from Dibur Maskel Hossam in the middle of Tosfos. He says what comes out according to Rabbi Kiva is that there are three different categories. In the case of Bari Veshema, where either he's a Gazlin or he's a Nifka, but he was Poshaya, then he's Mechayiv Me'ikar Adin, not this Lotzei Sbedei Shemaim, rather Me'ikar Adin, he's Mechayiv to pay all of them. If it's a case of Bari Vishema and he was not Peshaya, then he's not Mechayiv to pay even Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim. And if it was a Shema Vishema and he was Peshaya, then he's Mechayiv Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim. And Tosis explains because as we've seen in the Gemara over here, the Mishnah fits even with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, and the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shema Vishema and the Nifkar was Peshaya, the other thing is he's Mechayiv Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim as the Lashon of the Mishnah, Shehoidu B'fnei Atzmai, and as the Gemara explains because Rabbi Kiva is masking that in the case of Shema Vishema, he's not Mechayiv Meikar Adin, and the Seif of the Mishnah, which also has to fit with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, there's before they're not Mechayiv even Lotzei Sbedei Shemayim. And Tosis explains the Mashmais of the Mishnah is that the Seif is talking about a case of Bari Vishemba, not a case of Shema Vishemba. Because in the Reisha, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Aviv Shel Echem Mikem, Tosis explains That's mashmah that the sons are not a bari, they don't know what happened, and therefore it's a case of Shema v'Shema. And that's why the Mishnah says, Noisin l'zemman ul'zemman ha-shahoid b'fiyatzmai. The Mishnah says the reason why he has to pay both is because he's also b'dei shamayim. If it would not have been a case of avu shel echem hem, where they themselves would have been taveya, it would be a case of bari v'Shema, then the Shema would have to pay both of them, not only from b'dei shahoid b'fiyatzmai, but from ikur ha-din. But in the safe of the Mishnah, Tosis explains, there it says a case of shnayim shefkidu etzel echod. It doesn't say a case of shnei avosav shefkidu etzel echod. The mashmais of the sefer is, we're talking about the derabari, and yet still the din of the Mishnah is that he's parted from paying both of them, meaning even lotzei b'dei shemayim. Akarach, you see from here, Tosis says that even in b'daser b'kiva, when the shemba was not pashaya, that even in the case of bari v'shema, he's not mechuyev, even lotzei b'dei shemayim. Now this last nekuda, not all rishonim agreed to this. We'll just mention b'kitzur that the Rosh and Simon Tassi's mevor not like this. He holds that in the case of Bari v'Shema, even when it's lehav le'lamedek, still there is a din l'chatchiyot to pay both lotzis b'dei shemayim. In other words, the Rosh has learned that the sefer of the Mishnah is telling us a din. What is meikra din? It's not talking about lotzis b'dei shemayim. Eichnam, in the case of the sefer, even though there's no pshia, it's not hav le'lamedek, but still, since it's a case of Bari v'Shema, he should pay both lotzis b'dei shemayim. In other words, according to the Rosh, this is how the Torah paskens l'maisa. If you have one of the two, either Bari v'Shema or hav le'lamedek, that's enough. The lotzis b'dei shemayim, we should pay both of them. But again, we're going back to the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos learns the Sefer of the Mishnah is telling us that even lotzis b'dei shemayim is no chiyuv in a case when it's lehavalei lemeidak. So those are the three categories. A case of Shema v'Shema when he was Pesheya, there he's mechiyuv lotzis b'dei shemayim. That's the Reisha of the Mishnah. Bari v'Shema, when he was Pesheya, that's the Diyuk from the Reisha, because the Reisha is talking about Dafka Avosov. If it would have been they themselves, he would have been mechiyuv me'ikra din. In the case of the Sefer, it's a Bari v'Shema, but since he was not Pesheya, he's not Mechuyev, even Lotzis B'dei Shemayim. That which we explained the Reisha of the Mishnah, that it fits with Rabbi Akiva, in the case of Shema v'Shema, we explained the Mishnah's Bedoik, that if it would have been a case of Bari v'Shema, then he would be Mechuyev Me'ikar Adin. So Taisa and Amar Bezin, Dibur Maschel, and Mi Amar Rava, Taisa says Mashmah that this fits only with the Shita of the Chachamim Ali B'dei Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham will argue with Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Sugya Yevamos had to understand Rabbi Akiva. If you hold, however, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'daser b'kiva, then when Rav Akiva says the words loizu adarech mitziyasim de'avera, it means dafka in a case of gzela, so that would be true dafka by gzela, a case of an iser mamish, ashenka by a case of a pikadain, even if he was pesheya, tosis is mashma, there will be that you're not mechuyev me'ikar adin. As he was going according to Tanakama b'daser b'kiva, even in the case of lokach mechamisha b'nei adam, there also he has to pay each one, and a karach l'pshat is, according to this, that by lokach mechamisha b'nei adam also there is a pshia involved. He should have remembered who is the person who he bought it from. Therefore, since he is pesheya, he's mechuyev to pay all of them. In the case where he was not pesheya, even according to Tanakama of Dasar Bekiva, he would not be mechuyev me'ikar adin. And as we mentioned, Tosfos holds in that case, he would not be mechuyev even lotzis b'dei shemayim. This is the case of the sefer of the Mishnah, even though it's a bari v'shema, but since he was not pesheya, he's not mechuyev to pay, not me'ikar adin, and not lotzis b'dei shemayim either. Now, just finish off the end of the Gemara. Gemara's asking on that which we said on Amud Aleph. Rava explained the Mishnah, the case of Aviv Shal Echem Mikem Hifka Limone. The Reisha of the Mishnah says that he has to pay both of them. Rava explained the Pshat is because that's like a case of Shtei Krichos where the Shemer is Pesheya. That's what he has to pay both of them. Tosfos and Amud Aleph quoted this Gemara. This is one of his rays that even after the Gemara says that the case of the Reisha is Lotzis B'dei Shemayim, we still were not Chazer from that which we explained that the Reisha is Shtei Krichos. And it's Havli Lemedak from the fact that the Gemara over here quotes Rava, that's Mashmah the Rava's even Lamaskana. Ragapan, the Gemara over here is asking, the Omer Rava v'itema Rav Papa, HaKalmoyd Mishnayim Shefkidu Eitzel Reya Sheminiach Reya B'nei Mumistalik. The Gemara assumed that in this case also it's like a case of Shtei Krichos. Rashi explains the case is two people gave Tloim to the Reya, one gave one Tla, the other one gave two Tloim. That's something which is clearly seen, it's like a case of Shtei Krichos, and the Reya should have known who gave two and who gave one. And still it says, a kalmoy, everyone agrees, Sheminiach b'nei mumistalik. How does that fit with the way Rava explains the Mishnah? Now, Tosfos here, Dibur Maschel, Mi Amar Rava, he's bothered by the obvious question. The ratio of the Mishnah we explained is a din lotzis b'dei shemayim. So why is that a steer to this din of a kalmoy, the Mishnah, Shefkidu Eitzel Reya? Maybe over there when it says, Sheminiach Reya b'nei mumistalik, that's talking about Meikar din, it's not talking about lotzis b'dei shemayim. So Tosfos explains the Gemara's kashas like this. That since, as we explained earlier, the Mishnah fits with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, as we said, the ratio of the Mishnah is Midduyik, that the din is dafka by Aviv Shal Echem Mekem, where the Teve is a Shema. That's why the Mishnah says the only reason why he has to pay is Shehoidim Pi Atzmai. If it would have been a case where the Teve is a Bari, then he would have been Mechayiv to pay me Iker HaDin. And even though he didn't do an Isser, there's only a Svara of Havlei LeMedak, still the din is he's Mechayiv me Iker HaDin, And that's what's kasha over here. How could Rava say Hakamoidim Mishnayim Shefkidu Eitzal Reya Shemaniach Reya Benayim Mustalik? Even if Rava was just telling us the din meikra din, he wasn't telling us Lotzis Bidei Shemayim. Still, the kasha is, how could Rava say Hakamoidim? Everyone agrees to this. Rabbi Kiva in this case would hold that since it's a bari v'shemo and the Reya was Peshaya, then the Reya will be mechuyif to pay both of them at meikra hadin. On this Gemara answers Hasam Keshefkidu Beedrei Shal Reya Shalemi Daitoy. And Tyson in the last Dibur Maschel, he explains that Shalemi Daitoy is Lavdafka. It could be he knew that they're going to bring that klaim and put them into the Eder, but he didn't see, and therefore he doesn't know he was not Peshaya. Akapam, this is the source of the Shmaitza, the basic picture of the Sugya. Now go back and we'll discuss a few more details. Now, there's a kasha which the Ramban asks on the Sefer of the Mishnah, where two people gave a pikadon to one Shemer, one gave a money and one gave him a saim, and both are claiming that I'm the one who gave him a saim. The Ramban asks, why don't we say that this is a case of a moide b'miktas? The Shemer is moide to each one that I have to give you back a money, but he doesn't want to give back the second money because he's not sure who he has to give it to. This is a case of a moide b'miktas, and he's a mechuyev shvuah. However, he cannot make a shvuah because he doesn't know for sure that I don't owe each one the second money. And if we should say the klal of mitoich she'ina yachal lishava mishalim, he should have to pay masayim to each one, because to each one he's a moide b'miktas and not able to make the shvuah. This is the kasha of the Ramban. And the Ramban says like this: he says mitznabra. It's mitznabra to say that in this case there is no shvuah, because the Torah is only mechayev a shvuah in the case where he's moide and he's kofer. The part that he's kofer, he's holding back for himself, and therefore the Torah is mechayev a shvuah. We want him to be moide and not try to steal the money for himself. In this case, where it's clear that he's not trying to steal for himself, he's moide that he's supposed to give it to one of them. He just doesn't know which one to give it to. Over here, the Torah was never mechayev a shvuah. This is one teretz of the Ramban. And then he continues on. He says v'yodei shleimer. You could say another teretz, and that is that the taina and the kfir over here are not between the mafkid and the shemer, rather it's between the two mafkidim. The shemer is moide that he owes money to one of them. He's not sure which one, and he wants to be mekayim whatever the din is. If the din is that he could be maniach b'neim mistalik, so he'll do that. If he's mechayif to pay both of them, so that's what he'll have to do. So he just needs a psak what his din is supposed to be, but there's no taina and kfir between the mafkid and the shemer, and therefore there is no chiyuv shvuah either. Now it seems from the Ramban that in his kasha and his first teretz as well, he was looking at the nidin of each mafkid separately. Each mafkid is coming to be tevei and masayim from the shemer, and the shemer is only giving him 100. Therefore, the Ramban's kasha was he should be considered a moide b'miktas. And the first teretz he says, even though in Echanan we do look at each one separately, and each mafkid is being tevei 200 and he's only giving them 100, still there will be no shvuah of moide b'miktas in this case because he's not trying to hold back the second 100 for himself. And therefore, the Torah was only mechayev a shvuah in the case where he's trying to be kofer to keep something for himself. Over there, we want to force him to be moide, therefore we give him a shvuah. In this case, where the shvuah is not going to accomplish that, because he's not trying to keep something for himself, therefore there is no chiyuv shvuah b'chlal. In the second teretz, it seems the Ramban is mechadish that we don't look at each mafkid separately, rather we look at them both together. Meaning, we look at the whole picture, there are two mafkidim, and we know that the shemer has to give one of them 200 and one 100. Therefore, the Ramban says that the din Torah really is not between the mafkidim and the shemer, rather, it's between the two mafkidim, therefore there is no reason to give the shemer a shvuah. The Ramban then continues and he says, the svar which we mentioned previously, that even if you hold b'derech klal, bari v'shemer, bari odif, here there's a svar to say, bari lav odif. According to the second hezbollah, the Ramban says, we could clearly understand the difference, since over here the din Torah is not between the mafkid and the shemer, it's between the two mafkidim. If so, clearly we can understand that bari v'shemer, bari odif will not apply over here, because it's not that the mafkid is really being teveya the shemer. Now the Rashi over here brings this Ramban, the Kashrut of the Ramban and the Teretz. He only quotes one Teretz from the Ramban. Lush is mashma more than he means the first Teretz. Then he continues and he asks the Kasha. The Ramban says that there's no Chiyuv Shvuah because he's not holding anything for himself. And the Rashi asks, L'chayr he really is. Because the din in the Sefer of the Mishnah is, V'ashar Yeimunach Ad She'Yavei El Yo, he holds on to the third money. According to Beisi, he holds on to everything. But Al Kapanam, we should be chayshu that maybe he's doing a haram over here. He wants to be able to hold on to the third money. So the Rashi says, Enichanami, there is perhaps such a chash, but still that's not a reason that there should be a chiyuv shvuah deraisa for moide b'miktas. They still will not fall into the category of moide b'miktas. Moide b'miktas is a case where he's kofer part of the tefiyah, and he says, I don't owe you it. In this case, he's not saying that. He says, I owe it to someone, I'm not sure who. So even though perhaps he's doing this because he has a motive to try to keep the third money for himself, but still that will not make it fall into the category of moide b'miktas. And once this is not included in the shvuah, which the Torah was mechayiv him, so we cannot be mechayiv a new shvuah on our own, even though we do have a chashash that he's trying to do a harama. Now, as Rashi then continues, and he says that this pshat of the Ramban is difficult because if we're saying it's no chiyuv shvuah because he's not trying to hold anything back for himself, he's being moide that I have to give it to one of you, I'm just not sure which one. If so, the Rashba asks, then what is the Pshat in the Gemara that by Shtei Krichos, since he was Poshaya, Havlid Lamidak, there he would be Mechayiv to give each one Masayim? According to Rabbi Kiva, if it's a Bari Veshama, he's Mechayiv Meikra Din. According to Rabbi Tarfin, only Lotte is Pidei Shemayim. Lachar is not trying to be Ma'ak of anything for himself. He's made that he owes all 300 Zuz. He just tells us he's not sure which one to give Masayim and which one to give Mone. How could it be Mechayiv him to give 200 Zuz to each one? Now this last kash is a bit more difficult to understand. However, according to the second Nusach of the Ramban, where he says the reason why there's no Chiyah Shvuah on the Shemer is because the Din Torah is not between the Mafka and the Shemer, the Din Torah is between the two Mafkidim. If so, the kasha is clear. How could we mechayif him to pay 200 to each Mafkid? The two Mafkidim have a Din Torah between them. He's definitely being mechayif his Chiyah by giving 300 Zuz to whoever's supposed to get it. The question is between them, who's supposed to get it? How could we mechayif him to pay 200 Zuz to each one? Now, because of this kasha, the Rashba argues in the Ramban. He says the reason why there's no mitoich over here is not like the Ramban says that there's no taina and kfira between the mafkid and the shomer. Rather, pshat is the Rashba explains the reason why there's no mitoich over here is because the whole klal of mitoich she'ein yachal lishav mishalim only applies in the case when the one who's supposed to have made the shvuah, it's his fault that he's not able to make the shvuah. In the case where he doesn't know, that's why he's not able to swear. If it's something that he should have known about, then we say mitoich she'ein yachal lishav mishalim. If it's something which he is not expected to have known about, there is no din of mitoich. Tosfos says like this as well later on in the Masechta and after Zayin Amar Beis. Rakapam, the Rashba explains that since in the Seif of the Mishnah it's Nasa Kamisha Fkid Loi Bekrach Echod, the Lehavali Lamedak, there is no tain on him that he was Poshaya and he should have known who gave him a sign and who gave 100. Therefore there will be no din of Mitaych over here. This is how the Rashba answers the Kash of the Ramban. In the Seif of Atshumis and Shela Mites Chelik Beis, he discusses the Asugya and he brings the Tshuva which the Ramban sent him. In the Tshuva, the Ramban rejects this plan of the Rashba, that the reason why there's no mitoich over here is because this is something which the Shemer is not expected to have known. And the Ramban argues on this. He says, firstly, we do say mitoich even in such a case. And secondly, he says, the Shemer should have known. And even though the Gemara does say, lahavli lemedak, the Gemara just means to say, it's not enough of reason to make a knas on him. It's not enough to be considered that he was Peshaya. However, that still doesn't mean that it's not something which he should have known. Therefore, even if there is such a cloud that you only say mitoich when it's havli leda, this is something which is havli leda. Now the Rashba himself gets back to this point later on in Dibur Maschal Seifa Shefkid Loi B'Krach Echad. He says in the case Shefkid Loi B'Shtei Krachim, over there he was Peshe, it is Havalei Lameida, then the Din L'Chair should be that we should say Mitoich. In other words, if it will be the same case as the Seifa, one gave Mana and one gave Masayim, now the question is who gave 100 and who gave 200, but it will be a case of Shtei Krichos where it is Havalei Lameidak. So besides the Din that he's Mechayiv, let's say it's B'Dei Shemayim according to Tarfin, and I'll have to pay both of them Masayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, he'll have to pay both Meikra Din when it's a Bari Veshema. Besides that, there should be another reason why he should have to pay both of them Masayim, because here there would be a Din of Mitoich. Each one's being Tevea 200 from him, and he's only giving 100. According to the Rashba Ba'etzim, this is a case of Moedim Miktas, and he should be Mechayiv Veshvua. The reason why in the Seifa we don't say that he's Mechayiv Midin Mitoich is because Lo Havalei Lameida. In the case where it is Havalei Lameida, then the Rashba would hold Lechayra that you should say Mitoich, and that itself should be a reason why you should have to pay Masayim to each one of them. The problem with this, however, is, and this Rashba himself asks, from the Gemara at the end of the Sugya. By the case of the Raya, there one person gave him two kvasim, and one gave one kaives. And the Gemara understood that's like a case of Shtei Krichos. He is considered a Peshaya. And the Gemara is asking from the Mishnah, Lechayra, in that case, if it's a case of Havalei Lameida, then according to the Rashba, even without the din of the Mishnah, the Raya should have to give two kvasim to each Mafkid because of the din of Mitaych. There it's a case of Moedim Miktas, according to the Rashba. He's made that he owes one keves to each one. He's not sure about the second one. According to the Rashba, that is a made of miktas, and he should be mechayiv shvua. And over there, we would say mitoich because it's havalei lameida. So the Maaseh of the Rashba answers this kasha, and he says that even though Rashi learns the case of the Raya, that two people gave him kvasim, one gave one keves and one gave two kvasim. However, the Raya learns differently. The Raya learns when it says shnayim shefkidu eitz haraya, it doesn't mean that they both gave kvasim, but that it means one out of the two gave him a keves. The Raya knows that it's one of these two, he's not sure which one, and therefore in this case it will not be a case of Moedim Miktas. That's why there is no issue of Mitoich. Now to get back to the Kasha on the Ramban said there's no Chiyuv Shvuas Moedim Miktas over here, because the Din Torah is not between the Mafkid and the Shemer, it's between the two Mafkidim, and we asked, if so, even in the case of Shtei Krichos, where it was Havli Lemedak, how the Maaseh could be Mechayev the Shemer to pay both of them? The Shemer is Mekayim is Chiyuv over here, he's willing to pay all 300, the question just is, who gets the 300, and this is the nidah between the two mafkidim, why should we mechayev the shemer to pay twice? So there's makom to say a hezber in the Ramban, and that is that which the Ramban is mechadosh over here, that we look at it as if the nida is between the two mafkidim. We don't break it up and say that there's a nida between each mafkid and the shemer, and to each one there's a tzviyah of masayim and haidah of amane. It could be that the Rambam means to say this dafka in this case, where they're mafkid b'kricha achas. Surely if you learn al derech l'rif, that kricha achas means mamish, even if you learn like Rashi, that it's not mamish kricha achas, but they both gave it at the same time and they were not makbid, and therefore we look at it as if it's kricha achas, the pshat will be that we look at it as if it's one single pikadain. It's not that each one gave their own pikadain, rather together they gave a pikadain of 300, 200 of it belonged to one person, and the other 100 belonged to the other person, but it's one single pikadain of 300, and he became a shamer for both of them together on this single pikadain. If so, we can understand what the Rambam means to say, that it's not as entire between the mafkidim and the shamer. The shamer is giving back this one pikadain to both of them together. That's what we got it from the two of them together, and he's giving it back to them together. Now the question just is, between them, who has 200 and who has 100? If whatever the case would be shtei krichos, then even the Rambam would be maskim that we look at it each one separately. Each one gave a separate pikadain to the shamer, and the question is, each one, did he give 200 or did he give 100? The chari here, the Rambam will be maskim that it's a moedi b'miktas. The shamer is moedi that he got 100, the question is about the second 100. So here we don't consider it a din tayr between the two mafkidim, it's a din tayr between the mafkid and the shamer. And it makes sense that we could be mechayef him to pay each one 200. However, according to this, it would come out that Eina Chanami, in a case where there were two krichos, they gave piktoines to him separately, one gave him a pikadon of 200 and one gave him a pikadon of 100. According to the way we're explaining the Ramban now, here we look at it as if it's two different dinei Torah, and here there would be a chiyah shvu over here of moediv miktas. That which the Ramban answered, the reason why there's no shvu of moediv miktas is because it's considered a din Torah between the two mafkidim, over here where it's two piktoines, the din Torah is between each mafkid and the shemer. And since in this case he is a moedim miktas, there should be a chiyav shvua, and then there will be a din of mitaych. This is similar to that which we made a cheshbon b'das the Rashba. The Rashba answered the kasha of the Ramban, why there's no mitaych, is because mitaych is only when it's havli lemeida, and therefore the Rashba says in the case of one kricha there is no havli lemeida, and we ask the Einich Nami by two krichas where there is havli lemeida, then it should come out that there is a din of mitaych, and we ask from the one at the end of the sugya, according to the way we're explaining the Ramban now, the same cheshbon would also be true b'das the Ramban. Now, as far as this etzem yisayi that we're explaining now, there's a difference between kricha achas and shtei krichos. The whole yisayi of the Ramban that we look at is if it's one din tayr between the two mafkidim, that's only because it's kricha achas. We find a similar musig in the stipler in the beginning of the Masechta. In the first siman in the Kilos Yaakov, he's discussing the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos Dibur Maschov Yachleiku, he's talking about the din of the Mishnah. Shnayim Oichsim Betalos, the din is Yachleiku. And Tosfos is discussing the klal, when you say Yachleiku, and when you say kol the olam govar. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, it says the case of Ahu Arba, two people were fighting over a boat, and the Pesach was called Olam Govar, and Talis is Mechalik between Oichsim and not Oichsim. When two people are actually holding on to a Talis, there the Pesach is Yachloiku. By the case where they're fighting over the boat, they weren't actually holding on to it, over there the Pesach is called Olam Govar. And Talis asks from the Gemara Daf Gimel, the Gemara Daf Gimel quotes Aram Mishnah, the case of the Seifa, where each one says, I gave 200 and you gave 100. And the Gemara Daf Gimel is bothered, why don't you say there also the din of Yachloiku, just like by the case of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis. The Gemara says, the Teretz over there, that by Talis, it's Chaluka Yechor Lius MS, it is possible that each one really has half of the Talis. Mashenki, in the case of Manashlishi, it's not Chaluka Yechor Lius MS. But Akapanam, Taisi's back on Daf Beis is bothered, what was the Gemara's Kasha Bechlal, that you should say Yachloiku by the case of Manashlishi? According to the Klal that Taisi's established, you only say Yachloiku by the case of Oichsim. L'chair, in this case, Taisus refers to this as the case of Mana Shlishi. In the case of Mana Shlishi, they're not both holding on, so why is Gemara asked that the din should be Yachliku? So Taisus answers, and this is his Lashin, Chashav Ahu Shanifke Toifis Becheska Shneim, Ke'il Wahim Asmim Muchzakim Bay. In this case of Mana Shlishi, we look at it as if both of them are holding on to it, since the Nifgad, the Shemer, is holding it for both of them. And the Stipler, he's Mayach about this, he says, why are we considering as if he's holding it for both of them? The third money he's holding for the one who really owns it. He forgot who the real owner is, but whoever Klavi Shmaya Galya is the real owner, that's the one who he's holding it for, and he's not holding it for both of them. This is the kasha which the stipler is bothered by, and the teres he says is that since this case is their mafke b'kricha achas, as we see in our sugyo, we look at it as if he received all 300 from both of them together, even though 200 belongs to one and 100 belongs to the other one, since he received all of it from both of them, we consider it that he's holding on to the whole thing for both of them. This is what Tosfos means to say over here, that the kasha of the Gemara and Daf Gimel, that on the third money, the money which is a suffix, he's holding on to it for both of them, that we should say achleiku, that's like a case of oichzim. Akapam, this is similar to that which we're explaining now with Das the Ramban, that when it's kricha achas, we look at it as if it's one pikadain, that's why the Ramban says that it's not a din tayr between the mafkidim and the shemer, rather it's a din tayr between the two mafkidim. Now I'll go back to discuss another important point in the sugya which we touched upon previously. We mentioned that Tosis holds that the nidin in Nersig is not related to the regular klal of Bari Vashem or Bari Adif or Bari Lav Adif. And Tosis explains it could go both ways. Even if you hold like Reb Tarfin, then in the case of Gazal Echa Mechamisha, the Gaz is not mechuyif to pay all of them. Tosis says you could still hold Bederech Klal Bari Vashem or Bari Adif. And in this case, even though it's Bari Vashem, here it's worse, because the Gazan knows that he's not mechuyif to pay all of them. And Tosis says the other way around is also true. Even if you hold like Reb Akiva, that here you are mechuyif Mikar Din to pay all five, it's not mechuyif that he holds Bederech Klal Bari Vashem or Bari Adif. Here it could be different, because here he knows that he is mechuyif to pay at least one of them. Mashenkin, in the classic case of Bari Vashema, there he has a tzad that he's not mechuyif to pay any of them. And as we saw, the Ramban argues in the second Nekuda, and he holds, if you hold like Reb Akiva over here, that you're mechuyif to pay all five, then you definitely will hold Bari Vashema Bari Adif. He doesn't hold this svar of Tosfos, that since the Gazan knows he's mechuyif to pay at least one of them, that would be reason that even if Bederech Klal you hold Bari Vashema Bari Lav Adif, here you would be mechuyif. And based on this, the Ramban says, since the halacha we passing like the sheet of Reb Nachman, that Bari Vashema Bari Lav Adif, Akarach L'Pshan Reb Akiva is not me'ikar adin. Rather, it's a knas because he was Peshaya. It's a seer for the two factors. Firstly, that it's a Bari Vashema, and secondly, that he was Peshaya, Havli Lamedak. That's why the Chacham gave him a knas. According to Bekiv, it's Mechiv to pay. It's not merely Lotis of Deshamaim. It's a Chiv, but it's not a Chiv because of the Dim of Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. It's a Chiv because the Chacham gave him a knas because he was Peshaya. So, we have Machaikas between Taisis and Naramban. According to Taisis, the Pshan and Bekiv is that Meikar Din is Mechiv. According to Naramban, it's only a knas because he was Peshaya. Now we have to understand over here, firstly, what exactly is this svar of Tosfos, that here where the Gazan knows that he's mechuyif to pay at least one, therefore he's mechuyif to pay all of them, what exactly is the yisoid of this chiyuv? And secondly, why is it that Ramban argues, what's the yisoid of machaikus between Tosfos and Ramban? And thirdly, this is another important nekuda, according to the shita of Tosfos, that according to Bekiva he has to pay all of them, and this is a chiyuv me'ikar adin, since the Teveya, or all five Teveyim, they're all baris, and he's a Shema, and he's a type of Shema where he knows he has to pay at least one of them. Here, everyone agrees that Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. The Shaila is, if so, why do we need the Tziruf, the fact that he's also a Peshaya over here? We saw Tosfos says clearly, and this is how Tosfos learns the Seifa of the Mishnah, that even if it is a case of Bari Vashema, if whoever the Shema was not Peshaya, he would not be Mechuyif to pay all of them. And the question is, what difference does it make whether he was Peshaya or not, if there is such a Klal, that by a Bari Vashema, where the Shema is masking that he has to pay at least one of them, there it is that he has to pay all of them. If so, what difference does it make if he was Peshaya and Havli Lamedak? Why do you need that additional factor? So as far as the Ikar Yisayid of Tosfos, that here the Gazlan or the Shemer, he knows for sure that he has to give the money to one of them. That's why Bekiva is Mechayiv him to give to all of them, even if you hold Bederech Klal Bari Vashem Alav Bar Yadif. So in the Shittim Mekubetzes over here, he says a Loshin, that this case is similar to a case of Eini Adei and Praticha. And this is what Tosfos means to say as well. In this case, where he knows he owes someone money, the question is who he owes the money to. It's similar to a case of Eini Adei and Praticha. And the Bircha Shmuel, in the first siman above Matzia, in Oitei, he quotes like this from Reb Chaim. He brings out Tosfos, and Reb Chaim explains that in our case, where he knows he owes money to someone, there is no Cheskas Mamon. The regular rule of Amitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, that does not apply over here, where he knows he owes someone money, the question just is who he owes the money to. Therefore, this is different than the regular case of Bari Vashema. Even if you hold Bari Vashema Bari Lav Adif, that's because it's against the Cheskas Mamon, it's against the Muchzik. However, in this case, it's not considered to be against the Muchzik, since the Nitva himself knows that he owes someone money. And therefore, in this case, we will say Bari Vashema Bari Adif. Now, the question still remains, and this is Baruch Bari asks over there in the Bircha Shmuel, why Lamaisa do you need this additional Svara of Havla Lamedik that he's also a Peshaya? Even without that, according to the way we're explaining Tosfos now, it's a bar against the Shema, and there is no Cheskas Mamon. Here, everyone agreed that Bari Adif. So, Baruch Bari himself over there gives an explanation. It's difficult to understand what he means over there. But in the contemporary Sfarim, there are many different Nuschayis how to answer this Kasha. And we'll quote for now in the Chedush of Nochem, Nochem Pertzovitz, in our parak Ois Kuf Chav Hei, he has two Nuschayis how to answer this Kasha. One Halach is based on Rabbeinu Chananel over here. And the Gemara says, Havli Lamedak, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Kivin Shloi Diktak Leda, Eze Mehem Hu Amafkir Etzloi, Iu De Afsar Anafshei, Lefikach Mashayim Lezeu Lezeh. And Reb Nachum explains that what he means to say is, even if he would say over here, Misfeik HaMafkinim HaMayna, and we wouldn't say Ukim HaMayna B'cheskas Marei, the way we're explaining now the Pshat is, because he's not considered a Muchzik, he knows that he owes someone money, he's not sure who, still there would be a din that he's not Mechuyif to be Mafsid B'Torah's Vadai. We would not be able to be Meitzi Mamon from him, Mamon which we know is more than he actually owes, and since we cannot be Mechayif him to pay all of them, then already we would not be Mechayif him to pay anyone. This is what Rabbeinu Chananel means over here. Since Havli Lamedak Iu Da'afsad Anafshei, the reason why we could make him pay more than he owes is because he caused himself the loss by being Peshaya. And Rachum says this is the Pshat over here as well. Even though we're saying B'das Tosfos, and since he's not considered a Muchzik, we could say Baruch Hashem and Bar Yadif, though that would not be enough to be Meitzi from Mammon from him, Mammon which B'Torah's Vada he does not owe. That's why you need this additional Svar of Havali Lemedak, as Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Iu Daf Zan Afshei. This is the reason why we could collect from him even more than we know that he owes, because we tell him that he caused himself the loss. A second Nusach Rabbeinu Nochem explains over here, which is similar to the first Mahalach, and that is that we know by Gzeil there's a din, Yelechenu Achrov Afilu Lemadai. Even if a Gazlan will incur expenses in order to return the Gzeila, he's mechuyif to do so because of the mitzvah sashava. And Rachel explains here as well, if the only reason he would have to give back the pikadon is because mistake of mafkinim emayna, he's not considered a muchzik, and therefore the bari can't take money from him, but still, since the only way he can return this pikadon is by spending additional money, for example, in this case, where he got a money from one person, he's not sure from who, the only way he could give back the money is by spending an additional money. He has to give each one a money to make sure that the right person got his pikadon back. He would not be mechuyif to pay these expenses unless he was pesheya. That's why he needs the svar of Havli Lemedak. That's the reason why, the same way by Gzela, he's mechuyif to spend extra money by pikadon. Also, if he was pesheya, that's mechuyif to spend extra money, and he has to give a money to each person. Now, I've just mentioned one more mahalach, which is brought in a number of svarim, and that is based on a tesis on the Aftadik Zayin Amud Beis. Tesis over there in the Sugya of Bari Veshema. Tesis says, even if you hold Bari Veshema, Bari Odif, it's dafka in a case where the Shema is a Shema Garua. Meaning the Nitzvah is saying he doesn't know about something which he really should know about. When it's a Shema Garua, then the din is Bari V'Shema Bari Yodif. Now the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon in Perek Dar Halacha Aleph, he's before this is also true in the case of Ein Yedeim Praticha. Ein Yedeim Praticha, everyone is masking the Bari V'Shema Bari Yodif. However, the Mishnah Melech is before that you have the same condition. It has to be that the Shema is a Shema Garua. He's saying he doesn't know about something which he should really know about. If this is true, we can understand over here as well in Ar Sugya, that which Tosis says, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Nitzvah has to pay all of them, and we're explaining that Tosis means, this is a case of a Bari V'Shema, which is any day in Praticha. According to this Mishnah Melech, there's still a condition, it has to be a Shema Garua. Therefore, we can understand why Rabbi Akiva's din is only in the case of Havli Lameda. When it's Havli Lameda, it's something which he should have known about, there's a Shema Garua, and therefore we say Bari V'Shema Bari Odif, in this case of any day in Praticha. Now, all of these Mahalchim are along with the same lines. The Yisoid is because it's a case of Ein Yedeim Praticha, as we're explaining for Reb Chaim, there's no Cheskas Mammon because the Nitva knows that he owes someone money. We just gave different explanations about the Tanai, why he has to be Havali Lemeda, but Akoponim, according to this, we can understand the Shita of the Ramban who argues on Tosfos. The Ramban is mevuer that there's no Svar to say that if B'derech Klal Bari V'Shem Bari Lav Odif, here Bari would be Odif. The Pshat will be that the Ramban does not agree that this is a case of Ein Yedeim Praticha. And the truth is, the Ramban speaks out this point beferish. In the beginning of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he's discussing whether Rav Nachman, who holds Bari V'Shem Bari Lav Odif, whether he could fit with the Shita of Rav Akiva, and he says over there clearly, V'lekel Neymar, don't say that in this case where he stole from one of five, it's like a case of where a person tells someone else, Gizalticha V'Eini Yadei Emachzarti Lecha, a case where he says to someone, I know I stole from you, I don't know if I returned it. The Rabban rejects this and he says, L'Yidami Klal, this is not similar B'Klal to the case of Gizalticha V'Eini Yadei Emachzarti Lecha. This would be mashma that he understood the other side. The pshat of Tosis over here in Ersiga is like we're explaining. Tosis held that it is comparable to a case of any day of Mechzati Lecha, and the Ramban's rejecting that. He doesn't explain exactly what the difference is, but lechur the pshat is any day Praticha means that the Nitva knows he owes money to the Teveya, and the question is whether he paid up or not. The din is that it's no cheskas mamin, and we could say Bar V'Shem Bar Yadif. The Ramban holds that in this case, where he doesn't know that he owes money to any specific Teveya, he knows he owes money to one of them, but he doesn't know to who. And the nidin over here is that maybe he should have to pay each one. If we're dying to be mechayif and to pay all of them, like Gabi that he does have a cheskas mamin. Therefore, if you hold Bari V'Shem a Bari Lav Adif, the Bari V'Shem is not able to be mighty from a muchzik, then in this case as well, he won't be able to be mighty from a muchzik and be mechayif him to pay all of them. So we now understand the Shita of Tosfos, and we now understand what is the nekudas machaikis between Tosfos and the Ramban. Now, continue on to another point. The Gemara Numer Beis brought the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. The Gazas Mukhiv to pay to all five who are Teveya the Gzela. The Gemara says, Aum Misek Mafkin Mimina Vlayamina Uke Mimina Becheskas Marei. The Gemara asks a question there from the case of Nafla Beis, Olav Valimoy. Over there, Bekiva says, Moidani Bezush Nechasim Becheskasam. The Nechasim remain by the Mukhzik, and the Gemara is asking, has it fit with that which we proved that Bekiva holds Misek Mafkin Mimina? As we mentioned, the obvious question over here is, the way we explain the whole Sugya, the Nidin is in the case where the Nitva knows that he owes money, the question is who he owes it to, and that's where we find Rabbi Kiva says he has to pay to all of them. What is the comparison to this case of Nafla Bais, Olav Val Imoy? So in the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings in the paragraph which starts, Vezeh Loshen Shita, he asks his Kasha, what's the comparison? The case of Nafla Bayis Olava Alimoi, there's a Cheskas Nechosim, a regular Chazaka, and therefore the Klal is a Mitzvah Mecheveri Olava Raya. Ashenke, in that case, the Shitum Gweta says, it's like a case of Manala Avicha Beyodi, Ve'en Yedei Imperative Eloi. This is the same Shitum Gweta which we quoted earlier to explain Taisvis. The Pshat of Akiva is, it's like a case of En Yedei Imperaticha. If so, what's the comparison of the Gemara? And the truth is, the Kasha is even further. In the Teretz of the Gemara says, Hosam Shema V'Shema. In that case of Nafla Bayis Olav V'Alimai, both of them are a Shema. The Mashmois of the Gemara is that if one of them were a Bari, in other words, the way the Gemara of there is Masber, that Nechasim Mechaskasa means they stay within her Shevet, that's considered the Muchzik. And the Gemara would be Mashma that if the Yerusha Ben come and they're a Bari, they say we know for sure that the mother died first and then the son died. The Mashmois of the Gemara is that they would get the Nechasim because it's a Bari V'Shema. And the Kasha is, the way we're explaining the Sugya, but that's Tosfos at least, that Rekiv is not based on the regular din of Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. It's Dafka in this case where the Shema is not considered a Muchzik. And even further, Taisis Mavur, that Badaster Bekiva, you need the added factor that the Shem was Havali Lemedak, and here you don't have that. So what will be the Pshat of the Gemara, which is Mashma, that if it was a case of Bari Veshema, then the Bari would win. Lamais in the Shita, which we mentioned, he tries to be Matrik the Kasha in a number of ways. For now, we'll mention a Mahalach based on the Ruchan and the Kibbutz Aris. In Simul Amazayin, Sifkot and Tess, he discusses that story over there. He's talking about the concept of Cheskas HaShevet. If there's a suffix about a nachla, whether it's supposed to stay within the shevet or leave the shevet, so staying within the shevet, that's considered a muchzik, and the other side is considered mitzi from a muchzik. However, Bochanan says that that's not considered a muchzik, a gomor, it's more similar to a cheskas marikamo, and he says the truth is it's really weaker than a marikamo, and therefore he says, since we find that a rave cannot be mitzi from cheskas ha-shevet, koshkin cannot help to be mitzi from a marikamo. However, he discusses, what about a bari v'shema? Can one be mitzi a nachla from cheskas hashevet with a bari v'shema? As far as being mitzi from a cheskas marikama with a bari v'shema, he quotes the kundrus hasveikis who says that it's a machlekes. But akupam, as far as being mitzi nachla from cheskas hashevet, Rabbi Yochanan has this shaila, and he quotes Agamar. He says Agamar is muchach that if it would have been a bari v'shema, he would have been able to be mitzi the nachla from the cheskas hashevet. Because the gemara here is mavur that the case over there is dafka shema v'shema. Mashmai says that according to Rekiva, if it's a Bari V'Shema, then the Bari would be able to be Maisi the Nachla from the Muchzik. And the contemporary Sram, they quote this Rabbi Chanan, and with this they explain the Shakla V'Tayyavah Gemara. The Gemara was asking from now which Rekiva holds in the case of Gozel Echem Michamisha. Rekiva holds you have to pay all of them, and the Gemara says, Alma Mesveikam Afkinim Emaina, V'Loyim Mina Lukim Emaina B'Cheskas Bari. And from that the Gemara asks from this case of Nafal Abayis Olav Val Imoy. The way Rabbi Chanan is learning, the Gemara is comparing the same being in our case, the case of Gozel Echem Michamisha, it's not considered a Muchzik Gomor. And the pshat is, as we've been explaining, since he knows he owes someone money, that's not considered being mitzi from a full muchzik. Therefore, with the bari v'shema would be enough. The Gemara is comparing that also should be true in that case, since it's not a full muchzikais over there. And the Gemara is mevur that ein echanami, if it's a bari v'shema, you'll be able to be mitzi from that muchzik of cheskas hashevet. Since it's a shem v'shema, that's where the din is, they will stay by the muchzik, even though that's not really a full muchzikais. As far as the kasha which we asked over here in Ersigo, even if it is a bari v'shema, still you need the added factor of Havali Lemedak. So the way we explain from Menachem, the reason why you need that is because in order to be Mechayev a person to pay money, which we know for sure is beyond that which he owes, like in this case he's paying all five people, he knows B'Teres Vada that he definitely doesn't have to pay that much. Therefore we need that it has to be either a Gzela, where he has a mitzvah of a Heshavis Gzela, or in a case where he was Peshaya, that could be Mechayev to pay money, which we know he definitely really doesn't have to pay. If this is the Svar that we can explain, in that case of Nafla Bayis Olav Val Imoy, as we said, the Gemara is meduik that if the Yersha Ben would be a Bari, and the Yersha Ein would be a Shema, then the Bari V'Shema would be able to be Maitzi from the Cheskas HaShevet, even though there is no Havali Lemeda over here, because here we're not being Mechayev the Yersha Ein to lose money, which is definitely theirs. You don't have this whole problem over there, and if you don't have to come onto this added factor of Havali Lemeda. Now just one final Nakuda, even though in Ersiga we saw that in the case of Shema V'Shema, even though there is no Chi of Meikar Adin according to Rekiva, still there's a Din Lotzei Sfidei Shemayim, that din obviously would not apply over there, but the case of Nafla Bayis, there's no din that the Yershe Eim should give it from their Nechosim to the Yershe Aben. Lasei Sedei Shemayim, the Pshat is because this din for sure is dafka by a case of Gzela, or when one was Peshea, where Havli Lemedak, that's where we say Lasei Sedei Shemayim, he should give up the Nechosim. Hashenki, in that case, where there is no Havli Lemedak, it's possible that the Yershe Eim do not have to give their Nechosim, Lasei Sedei Shemayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.